We are in Come Follow Me, week 28, which is Acts chapters 6 through 9. And if I had to pick a theme, it would be many are called and few are chosen. And why are they called? And I feel like these three chapters gives us a whole host of people to look at and study why they are chosen so that we too can be chosen to be disciples of Christ and examples and shine a light on him and lead others to him. And we talk about Stephen, Joseph of Egypt, Moses, Saul, who becomes Paul, the eunuch, Simon, Philip, Ananias, Barnabas, Tabitha, and Peter in these three chapters. And there's a lot to look at. So if we want to start in chapter 6, let's go to 5 and 6. And the first thing that happens is they need to replace one of the disciples, the apostles. And so they're given this charge to find men of honest report. And I love this in 5 and 6. And it says, they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And then go to 6. And then it says, they prayed and laid their hands on them. So they're given God's power after they show this example of being full of faith in the Holy Ghost. And I love that because at baptism, we are given the gift to receive the Holy Ghost, but it's by our actions. And so it's by Stephen's actions that they recognize him as someone full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And then he is set apart or has his hands laid on him and he is given God's priesthood power. Okay, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. That is just a beautiful gift that God gives his followers, is that he gives us the ability to speak in his name and inspires our minds so that others cannot refuse what we are saying. They hear. He does that often with the missionaries, these young boys and girls that go out and teach, and they can all share times when they know it was the Spirit that spoke through them. And I've had times in teaching lessons and in giving talks, and that's a beautiful thing. Okay, now go to Acts chapter 7, and we talk about Joseph just really quickly of Egypt. In verse 9, it says, Joseph was sold into Egypt, but God was with him. So even in hardship, we can keep that as our partner. We can keep the Holy Ghost, and we can continue to center our lives on God. 14, then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred. And the reason I have that is he was forgiving. And that's a pattern we see in these men. 22, so now we're going to go to Moses. And Moses was learned in the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and deed. So he took advantage of learning so God could use him. A lot of times we have like Joseph Smith with the third grade education who was so humble. But here's a case where we have Moses who grew up in a palace and was very learned. And I love that because he didn't waste that opportunity. And in 23, it says he was full 40 years old. And I love this because it says 43 times in Acts chapter 7. And 40 can be probation or a proving time, like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness. What it means is he was ready. He had proved himself. 37. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up. You and your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. And he preached Christ to them. He taught them of Christ. Okay, 55, we're back to Stephen. We're the end of this story. He does say in 59, Jesus, receive my spirit, much like the Savior did. 60, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. So again, it's this example of forgiveness and understanding there's a greater purpose in why you are doing what you're doing, and that is to lead people to Christ, even through hard things. Chapter 8, 5 and 6. So now we're going to talk about Philip. And Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ to the people. 6, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles he did. And I love this, just made me think of the scripture that says in DNC, signs follow them that believe. And it gives the whole list of signs that follow those that believe in Christ, that we will be protected, that we will be given health, that we will be able to be healed, that we will speak in tongues. It's just a beautiful scripture. Okay, we're in 20. But Peter said, thy money, oh, because Simon comes now, and he sees this, and he wants the same power. And Peter said, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. And so God, who sees, and his leaders see the thoughts and intents of our heart, for not for popularity, not for other people, but to truly lead others to Christ. Okay, then the next one we go to is this eunuch. And it says that the Lord tells Philip to go. And it says in 29, the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. 30, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Okay, he's in the scriptures. 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. And I love this example of going to the apostles. It's much like conference, going to the scriptures, praying to learn and to understand. Go to church, go to the leaders and learn and have the scriptures open. But I love that he was in the scriptures. And it says in 35, Philip opened his mouth and began to preach Jesus unto him. 36, and as they went on their way, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? He so desires to make this covenant. 37, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe. And then I love in 39, Philip's taken out of his sight. Spirit carries him, it tells us, another place. That's pretty awesome. 39, and the eunuch went away rejoicing. And we should, as followers of Christ, exemplify joy and peace. And people should not look at us and think their life is hard. They should look at us and think, what makes them happy? I want what they have. I love that. Okay, 9, verse 5 and 6. And this is about Saul. And it says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? In verse 4. And in verse 5, he says, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Verse 6, and he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? How submissive. And 8, Saul arose, his eyes were opened without sight, it tells us. And then we go to our next person, who is Ananias. And Ananias has this vision, and the Lord comes and calls to him. And the Lord tells him to go and heal Saul. And I love in 11, it tells us, because Saul prayeth. And then it says, Ananias starts to say, oh my gosh, I've heard about this guy. And he's a little nervous about it. Understandably so, because he was there when Stephen was stoned. 15, the Lord said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. 16, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went. And I love that. And I love that he called Saul brother before he heals them. And then it tells us about Paul in verse 20, and straightway he preached Christ. And 21, all that heard him were amazed. And then I love 22, Saul increased the more in strength. And as followers of Christ, as we continue to follow and seek for him, we will increase in strength and wisdom. I love that. 26, they were all afraid. He goes to join with the apostles and they're afraid of him. And here's who we talk about now, Barnabas. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared how he had seen the Lord in the way, that the Lord had spoken to him, and that he had preached boldly. And I love that as followers of Christ, we stand up for each other. We are defenders of each other. And we, we are not afraid of man, but we speak boldly and tell others the good things we see. I love that example of Barnabas. Then go to 36 and we talk about Tabitha, and it tells us she was a woman full of good works and alms deeds, that people wept when she died. The widows were weeping. And I just thought, would people weep when we die? Because they will be so sad for all the good that we do. That's beautiful. 40, Peter put them forth and prayed. And then he rose Tabitha, and she opened her eyes. And this is the key to me, verse 42, of all the things that we've read, how you know they're chosen. Many believed in the Lord. It's because all of their preaching, all that they do, opposite of Simon, who wanted a following and wanted the power, they do to lead others to Christ. Shine the light so that others may see him. They see our joy, they see our peace, and they desire to have what we have. They desire Christ in their life. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know the Savior loves you.